this evening, or whenever you're listening. A couple of the people from the James Montgomery Band. Like to introduce yourselves?
James Montgomery.
Peter Malik.
Billy Mather.
And you're in town today, which is already past, playing with the Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier this is your first national tour.
Yeah, we've been playing around New England for a while. We played most of the New England states and New York, Long Island, Pennsylvania. But now we're going to start seeing what's going on in the rest of the world. See what it's like out here.
Uh-huh. How long has the band been together?
About 2.5 years.
It's almost three, really.
Almost, yeah. But with the particular musicians we've got now, it's about a year and 6 months or something.
Yeah.
About a year and 6 months.
You play mostly blues and rock?
We sort of started out as a Chicago blues band.
Yeah.
Listening to all the Chicago people, and we've gotten into a lot of more rhythm and blues and a whole lot of other different things. I guess you'd say it's a cross between blues and rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How do you feel about the new album?
There's mixed emotions.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I like it. You know, I can still get a little buzz going and put it on and enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Now,
I have no comment.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Hasn't been out that long.
No, I don't. No, I don't even think it's here yet. I don't think it's in the stores yet here.
Well, by now it should be.
By Friday.
Oh,
whenever we're listening.
Oh,
I see.
Right.
No, it might not. Who knows?
Out in radio land.
Yeah.
That's right.
What are some of the influences that you've had?
I'd say early influences were real heavy Chicago influences.
Mm-hmm.
Probably James Cotton would be.
James Cotton, Junior Wells, yet. Luther Johnson, Muddy Waters, and Peter was influenced by a lot of Chicago people also.
Yeah.
He had an opportunity to work with a lot of Chicago blues musicians.
Uh-huh. In Chicago?
Yeah. I worked here with Otis Spann and Luther Johnson. Did some things with Muddy Waters and Big Mama Thornton.
It's good.
Meanwhile, the Detroit branch there, we had an opportunity to work with John Lee Hooker out there.
Uh-huh.
A few years ago, you know. So a lot of it was a real blues orientation for us to begin with, you know. And then what happened, I think, is that finally we started, we were old enough and big enough to write our own material. And then
when
material,
you grew up,
and then,
you
yeah, when we grew up. And, right. And but the material that we started writing came out a little funkier than that. Well, not, you know, it was a little,
yeah,
had some stuff in it that was new to us. You know.
Well, I'm funky, but I'm clean. Do you know what I mean? Yes, I'm funky, but I'm clean. Do you know what I mean?
Favorite cut on the album?
That's a good question.
I'd say Drive Myself Crazy is mine.
Yeah, I like Drive Myself Crazy and Son of Jump.
I think Son of
Ready
Jump,
Teddy,
yeah.
I think. Yeah. There's a lot of little things that happen, you know, in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Unexpected little.
I enjoy Train a lot.
Well, have you heard?
You've heard this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you do? You
what's
like
your favorite
Train?
On
yeah. I'm funky, but I'm clean.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
That.
All
right.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That could be my favorite, actually.
Yeah. The thing about the Train tune is that's probably our most well-received tune, and kind of the tune that we're kind of known for more than any other, I'd say, except for maybe one or two of the slow ones we do.
That aren't on the record.
That aren't on the record.
But
you know, we played that on one of our first jobs, you know. So mm-hmm. I've heard that tune every time we've played it for 2.5 years. You know. I still like it, but you know, it's.
If you listen to it 6 times in a row, you have a religious experience.
Yeah.
riding on the train? Well, are you riding, are you riding, are you riding on the train?
Allison, I think we all enjoy it a lot too.
Sure.
Yeah, and I suppose, especially lyrically speaking.
Yeah, he's
been a big influence.
Yeah, him and Sonny Boy, you know, great lyricists.
What do you think of music that's happening nowadays?
Well,
well,
we like Dr. John off of Alan Toussaint, stuff like that. What kind of music do you mean? Like
whatever's happening.
What is happening?
Yeah. That's the question, you know. We're just finding
what's
out
happening?
As we're going across the country.
Like all the glitter.
All that stuff.
And all that. Theatrics.
Well,
I like
Alice
Cooper.
In some respects, that's pretty good, you know. I think it's just people are getting more professional in the show that they put on and stuff. And it makes it more interesting visually and stuff. I think a lot of those people can't play very well.
I think there's a lot of bands you can see now that maybe you won't appreciate the music that much, but just the show aspect of it will have something for you.
Although that's pretty valid too.
Sure.
Yeah.
How's your own stage presentation?
Depends on how drunk we are.
Yeah.
Some nights pretty crazy, some nights not so much.
I'd say so far that, you know, it changes from month to month, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'd say so far, though, that it's still pretty much a lot influenced by James Cotton and Luther Johnson, you know, presentation. But then, of course, you know, the difference between being in a small club somewhere and being in front of 75,000 people, you know, you tend to want to jump around so you can see the guy
the
in the back.
Yeah, that's the thing,
too.
You find when you play, when you start playing in front of, like, really large crowds, you have to do more in order to have the same effect as not doing so much in a smaller place, you know, just because if you look about that big, you know, if you're moving around, it's a little better.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
That way people can tell where the stage is if they're all downed out or something. Oh, there it is. I see somebody moving around over there.
I must be dumb up there.
You played any dates with Mahavishnu before?
No.
The first
never,
time.
First one.
First one.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Some of us have seen him play a couple of times. You know, it'll be interesting to see how we do in a strange city with a crowd that comes to see him.
Yeah.
It'll be real interesting. Maybe not too interesting.
Yeah, it might be not interesting. Who knows what it might be. But we'll hope for the best. Do you like the sound of it?
Yeah, yeah, very good, full.
Good.
A lot of things happening in there.
Good. Yeah, there.
Yeah, that's sort of.
We tend to.
One of the things that we've been trying to do, in terms of arrangement and stuff, is work with the sort of a traditional Chicago band in terms of the instrumentation, you know, like harmonica and guitars, and take that a little bit further and use them in a way to, you know. Horn riffs and things.
Yeah, it also, though,
more of an ensemble sort of sound than
some of it sounds almost like there's horns on some of them.
Yeah.
We're too cheap for them.
Yeah, we can't afford
those guys.
No.
Steel guitar sounds real good.
Oh, good.
I just picked that up and. Yeah, when we first got into Philadelphia.
I'm glad you like this, man. Why don't you travel around the country with us? Do all our
interviews. Where I was driving down through South Street in Philadelphia, and we stopped at a pawn shop, and there was a steel guitar sitting in the window about the first day we got there. And I picked it up and got into it a little bit on the album.
Pretty
much. Well, I'm real glad you didn't ask how the band got together, because that's what that's what we've been asked a million times. And you sit there, well, I met Joe, and Joe met Bill, and, you know.
Fred met Herman.
Herman had a sister.
Fizz had three together.
Yeah, right.
Who cares, though? That's really bad. How can I meet the beetle?
It's the sound that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the end, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, that's all it goes.
That's really true with anybody that plays music. Listen to the music, it speaks for itself.
Thanks for coming up.
Oh, thanks for coming. Thanks a lot for having us, really.
Sure.
This worked out a lot better than one.
No, I better not.
The one in Des Moines.
Cut.